live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
The energy regulator has announced a proposal to make new rules brought in to protect struggling prepayment meter customers a compulsory part of licence conditions for suppliers. All UK household energy suppliers signed up to the voluntary code of practice, but Ofgem said it now wants to make the voluntary arrangements binding. Oscar-winning actor Kevin Spacey will stand trial today, accused of sexual offences against four men. The Hollywood star previously denied 12 charges, including sexual assault and indecent assault. Suffolk Crown Court will hear about allegations from between 2001 and 2013. And reading for pleasure in early childhood can help youngsters perform better at school and boost their mental health as they enter their teenage years. A study found that those who started reading for fun at a young age performed better at cognitive tests and showed improved brain structure as teenagers. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Sophia Lewis Hobbs.
Imagine a place where you can escape for a day. Get immersed in a world of rooms, inspiration and expertise, where you can laze in luxury accommodation and kids can feast from 95 pence. Tickets are free to everyone and include all the attractions. You've just imagined a day out at IKEA. IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
Coming up, the Business Mix Show.
Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Yo, look, I'm in Amsterdam, I'm blowing them it with a hottie. Then I'm back to the block where it's grimy, dot rotten, GSC, no block hop into the youths that they ain't got a trap, they got options. Do they listen? Not often. All they ever know is take risk and prosper. I turn this tune into loss, I turn water to wine. No one taught me to grind line. Watch mummy consign a half a b**** it was flying. Tell G-Pots I barely make the time, but I'm trying. In this jungle I'm a lion, gotta eat. Broke time, couldn't sleep, but I slept on my dream. Cause I kept it with fiends, said Peter, says D. Now it's lumberjack pushing bare trees. I'm a soldier's on the road, taking time to hit cells. I don't lose, I don't fail. I was laying on this trail, on this path to success. Dying out with the last of them left.
Tell me how you feel when you're broken. Cook think I'm addicted to this potion. Like, tell me how you feel when your bro's gone. I lost too many people in this life, it's been a cold one. Tell me how you feel when you're broken. Cook think I'm addicted to this potion. Like, tell me how you feel when your bro's gone. I lost too many people in this life, it's been a cold one.
From the mud, it really never had a pound to my name. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't sold ounces of if you ask how much out in a day, and I ain't living in the block, now I'm out of the way. Can't wait till the day that I'm out of the game. I put my ear to the streets, they all sounding the same, and I ain't blown yet. Oh, what a shame, he's lying, he's lame, he's weird, he's strange, bad energy, stay far away. I wake up and I meditate, I'm still breathing, I gotta celebrate. Sorry, nanny, I'm still selling weight, and I got five waiting, I was telling weight, because they know that there's food that I'm selling great. My homie got a counting line case, I was praying, gets NFA, POPFU, broke. Ain't nobody coming to your rescue, I promise. My big bro David spent 10 years doing porridge, still cut A. A cut a fender while I'm up and down the roads in his blender. Straight facts, no pretender. Pretending, end of the beginning of the ending. My homie's hitting cells and I don't even want to send him. And now I ever speak about no money that I lent him. It could all go tomorrow, then I'll see who my friends is.
Tell me how you feel when you're broken. Cook think I'm addicted to this potion. Like, tell me how you feel when your bro's gone. I lost too many people in this life, it's been a cold one. Tell me how you feel when you're broke.
each and every time you are here with me. The touch you give me with your hands, when you caress my skin, I'm under your command. Girl, you hypnotize me with your eyes. It took me some time.
Business Mix Show.
Good morning, good afternoon, and a very good evening to you all. Welcome to the Business Mix. My name is Chrissy.
And my name is Rachel, and welcome to the Business Mix on Colourful.
Yes, this time we're bringing you something new, something exciting.
We've been talking about it for a while.
A while, you would have seen it. Because everyone who follows us watches everything that we do, don't they?
Absolutely.
So, yes, we've got something special and we can't wait to share it with you today. And do you want to give us a bit of a background?
We're introducing a brand new show, which we have, which we're hoping is going to be very regular and it's going to be enlightening. It's going to be exciting.
Depending if these two behave themselves. That's a no, isn't it?
I mean, what do you do after work?
I go to bed. That's what I
do. Okay, but what do you do, like, you know, with your colleagues and, you know, your friends?
We go and
your
chill, you know, again. Those after-hour drinks.
After-hour drinks.
After hours.
So we've got a brand new show called After Hours, which it's still all about black business, because you know that's what we're all about, supporting black businesses and giving them a platform to shine. But actually we want to know a little bit more about what do we do for entertainment, what events is going on, what's happening, how are we as black entrepreneurs and black businesses coming together to support one another, whether it be for education, whether it be for entertainment, whether it be for some kind of enlightening. And so we've got a show called After Hours. We're being taken over after hours.
We are. It's another. Oh, I'm so scared, but excited at the same time. Yes, we are being taken over after hours, because this is going to be the best place to hang out.
After hours.
After hours.
So once you've listened to us, you know, and we've had some great guests on, and they're telling you, you know, about their business journey, how they've toiled and struggled and success, they've overcome their challenges and succeeded, then it's time to chill after hours.
Prosecco or brandy?
I mean,
or orange juice.
I'm sure.
Or cup of tea.
I'm sure there's a cocktail that can mix both of them together.
Yes.
But we are here and proud to introduce to you After Hours on the Business Mix with one and only the Ace of Jazz.
We're here.
Thank you.
We're here. Are we allowed to talk now? No. Big introduction. You know what I mean? I just wanna check. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know where the line was. You know what I mean? I was gonna, because you were saying stuff. I was like, we're going in the pool. We're going in.
This is the first week.
Okay.
So I know you're just gonna ease us in gently.
No, do you like that? You know what I mean?
You know, next month, the month after, you're just gonna jump in.
Listen,
in the deep end.
There's no practice.
There's no practice. You ain't getting no floaters. You know what I mean? Going in the deep end.
Just throw us in.
You know what I mean?
Don't worry. Next month, we are just gonna say so.
Yeah.
And then
give you encouragement. Encouragement.
That's it.
I mean, we wanted to, as I was saying, actually give some, give a platform to some of the black-owned events that have been happening. And we thought, who best to invite to tell us about their after-hours shenanigans? Because we know you've got plenty.
Well, yeah.
Of course.
They're always out.
Have you seen their Instagram?
Constant.
Bro, I'm like, do you ever see your yard?
We're at work, innit?
We're always working.
We're all at work, you know what I mean?
Is that what you mean?
And the thing is, we've got to get the calorie, you know, calorie counting's important. You know what I mean?
The steps.
You know what I mean? I want to do 10,000 a day. You understand what I'm saying? So it's only right, you know what I mean? So this is what we're about.
Firstly, can you introduce yourselves? And secondly, can you just tell us, before you start telling us about where you've been and who you've been hanging out with and all that kind of stuff, tell us a bit about you guys, what you do. What's Ace of Jax all about?
Okay, we want to start names first. I'm going.
You go first.
I'll go on my name first. Yeah. My name's Senior Nobleman. I also have a government name, but I'm not releasing that name for none of y'all. Just behave yourself. If you're smart, there's an anagram in it. But anyway, Senior Nobleman from Ace of Jax, responsible for. I'm hoster. I'm an editor. I'm marketing responsibility and. Doing kind of business development administration side of things, but that's kind of shared responsibility. But it's my brother here, anyway. I'm gonna let him talk. Senior Nobleman, that's me.
There you go. What do they call me? Many different names.
Yeah, this one.
Sugar.
No, come on. Don't start off like that.
Don't do me like that.
Anyway, so you're Ace from Ace of Jax Entertainment, one of two founders of an entertainment and media company, striving to, I don't know, we've been doing it a very long time, showcasing. Entrepreneur spirit, inspiring spirit as well for the black community. It's evolved. Obviously, again, music and entertainment, you know, there's quite a big synergy machine, if you want to call it that, for people to talk just naturally through just music and entertainment and whatever.
Yeah.
So we use that, our platforms, which, you know, combined with radio and TV and fashion and all that sorts of stuff, and we use that platform to showcase basically talent, bring awareness, inspiring content, and networking really, and bring people together. So I think fundamentally there's loads of, as you have on your show, many different beautiful talented people that come through your show, but does it all sync up in terms of partnership?
Yeah.
So we're probably more pushing that side of things, because we know that you're out there and pushing it, but making people work together in collaboration which is an important part of the journey that we're on as in England that we're doing now, which is beautiful at the moment. So that's us.
That's us in a nutshell.
And you say you've been together for a long time. How long have you been actually together?
What do you mean? Like, right, professionally,
yes,
or friendship wise?
Friendship wise,
professionally first, and then we'll go to friendship.
Professionally,
how long have you been doing this since?
Well, so the business started in 2003,
yes,
but not in the same format as it is now.
What did it start as?
It just started us as just effectively a record label, and DJing. That was it. It wasn't. It wasn't in its form that it is now.
Right.
And effectively, I was a customer to the record label.
Yeah.
Oh, so what was you doing? Singing, rapping, or?
What are you talking about? listen. I'm not going to do my Mr. Dalvin movement now today. I was a lyricist.
What was your name?
I can't disclose that.
Oh, wow.
We only go by the monikers that we know now. That's what offline after hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because
I'm going to Google.
Okay. scrub it.
Yeah, so effectively, what I didn't say, I produce music.
Mm-hmm.
Still getting back into that and doing that sort of stuff. But effectively, yes, Senior was an artist, and that's how it kind of started off.
Okay, that's good.
Wow.
Good stuff. What? I think the first time I met you was through Network
and Vibes. Shout out to Network and Vibe.
Yes.
Yeah, many.
Was that the first time we met?
Serious. Okay.
Because we met Rachel before.
Yeah,
before
you knew Rachel before me.
Yeah.
I think I came to Network and.
Network and Vibes.
Yeah.
You're not even
mad.
Watershed.
You're mad. Come
on, I don't know if you guys was there then.
No, we met you through a friend of yours who
I
met.
I remember that, but I'm trying to think. I'm sure I've been to a network.
Yeah. You've been there. You've been
Revolution.
Yeah. Yes.
I think that was the first. Yeah, I'm sure that was the first time I properly met
these
troublesome.
So why are we getting these?
We're always getting these names as titles.
Anyway. And when did you pick up the baton for going to events and hosting and all that stuff?
You wanna take this one or I got?
I think it started. Well, the reality, I think it started. It wasn't from. Definitely, it wasn't me. I wasn't.
Are you gonna do? Okay. So
predominantly I DJ. So predominantly I would pick up the mic and shout on the mic, and that was it. There was no hosting.
Yeah.
So I think it predominantly came about when we had a radio show called Pick and Mix, which we still do. But in its form, it was called Pick and Mix because it was just took any tune and we mixed it. That's what it was called originally.
Yeah,
it wasn't about talking on it.
Yeah.
And Senior had a marketing background. He was really there to market what we already had, which was not in the form that it was now. And then it kind of evolved into, I think Senior started taking his daughters to markets and stuff like that, and seeing, you know, the small black businesses pop ups. We've been doing it a very, very long time.
Yeah.
So initially it was, we met a set of guys called the All Knights who did a black comic.
Yes.
And then Senior invited him on the show, but he wasn't planning to host. He was bringing him in there for me to host because I got a big mouth.
Yeah.
So
he's got a good voice. He hit a bass
so,
in there.
So in the end, it was like, nah, that's your host. It's your guest.
You see,
so it became a bit of no, you're hosting. No.
Yeah.
You're hosting. So it became all right. We both host.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then it came. That's how it evolved. So absolutely. It started off with that, really.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I like the fact that. I guess you practice what you preach. So from the very beginning, even though you perhaps didn't know where it was going to lead, when you talk about partnership, working together, elevating and supporting one another, you know, you can tell that that's obviously been the foundation for the pair of you, and yeah. you've just carried it through
yeah.
through your different enterprises as well.
I think what it is that, based on what Adrian was saying, the evolution of this is that the whole networking side of things, you realise we looked at what we needed for our business, but simultaneously you're able to see what other people needed for their business. So right. we're inviting people on, we're like, oh, you do that, so do you know this guy next door who does this? And that just became a sort of running theme, where almost like the go-to guys to find out, oh, who does this?
Yeah.
And I think the events, we had a discussion about events, because we were like, yeah, we're tired, but we've got to make new connections, so let's go to some of these events. And literally we start to go to them, and then, how can I put this, we were a bit troublesome at them.
Really?
And then,
do you know,
yeah, just a little
never
bit
thought.
And then it became like, you guys, do you want to host this? And then it became kind of moved on like that, and it's yeah. now a thing that we do, so we host.
I think it's a little bit like, you go somewhere, sometimes you go somewhere with an intention.
Yes.
And if you're getting paid to DJ, you just DJ.
Yeah. yeah.
But then with Senior being there and he doesn't DJ, what's he going to do in that time? So he's talking with people. So the person that you might know as your raving partner is actually a solicitor, or actually something else, and something, and you're then learning a little bit more about them.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what he's been doing.
Yeah.
And then he's then inviting him on the show, because the main catalyst was the music, but actually the interesting thing is actually what they do outside of me seeing them in their Batty Riders or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
it's the conduit, because the music, it's the music that draws it all together.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is why a element of this show is actually music with you guys. So to give you a little taste for those that are for you who are listening, this show, we've asked the guys to come in and give us a little rundown, as we said, of their hot footing of the month, where they've been, who they've spoken to, how's it been, why did you go, what was it like, etc. So hopefully through that, everyone will get to hear perhaps a little bit more about an event they were thinking about going to, that they've been to, about a black business that they might like to try. But also, importantly, we've asked you to come with a track, a music track that kind of speaks to how your month has been through all of these events and through the work that you've been doing. So we're still keeping it musical.
Of course, we love music. So
yeah,
that's why. But I'm good, so right, you told us about your journey and how you got into hosting and your hook for in. So as we get into the show, we want to know, what were your
so you see, so it begins. That was the starting point.
Yeah. It was. So what have been your top three events this month?
All right.
What have you been busy? Has it been energetic?
You're going to give us top three, but have you done more than three?
Yeah, there's more than three, but we'll give you the top three. Okay. I suppose the most significant one. So, okay, I'm going to introduce the first one. The first one was
Sweat in the City.
Yeah? Are you hearing that?
Sweat in the City.
That was hosted by a lovely lady called Andrea. We met her at, funny enough, Cocoa Fest last year. And as we do, you know, and we got talking to her. We were selling the trainers there.
Yeah.
And she wanted us to sell trainers at the event.
Okay.
So Sweat in the City is effectively, it's a soca kind of aerobics class. For a couple of hours down in Leek Street, underneath the kind of Waterloo Arches, in this kind of really
like Gotham, really
Gotham City type. So we was like, "Well," because we didn't even know it was down there. We was like, "What's good?" So we went down there and selling trainers, but at the same time, in the other room, there were lots of women. I mean, excuse me.
Was there a mix of men and women?
No,
I would like to say probably 90-10, maybe 95.
Let's just say there was a lot of outnumbering in
there. Yeah, a lot of outnumbering in there.
Right, yeah.
And so they have like a soca aerobics class. So, you know, this is what we used to do like 20 years ago. You go cocaine and stuff. But they were doing that. Same time, they had a number of vendors there that were selling, you know, drinks, vitamin drinks, some. Materials. We had trainers. The other guys had t-shirts. You had a few.
Yeah, you had the 360 camera. And
yeah, the 360 camera.
So a mixture of businesses down there. So it was a combination of obviously getting fit and that kind of party energy that you get from soca music.
Yes.
But then you had this, the in another room, you had the vendors in there that were having, I don't know, sports related,
yes,
energy, you know, health related products.
Right.
Not all, but a different variety of vendors in this. It was interesting because from our perspective, we don't always go to, when we go to a lot of events, sometimes we're hosting.
Yeah.
And so when you're behind, not behind the scenes, but you're in it as a vendor,
yeah,
you have a different perspective of how you explore it differently, and you get to engage with people in a different way. So for us, it was very enlightening, very inspiring, and well put together, a well put together event. So we thought that that would be our number one that we'd showcase and discuss
from that
perspective.
So, were you there in your lycras? Did you go?
Not at all. We don't have lycras. We don't have onesies. We don't have twosies.
We don't have onesies or twosies or freesies. Yeah, I mean, no nylon doesn't get applied to my skin. Yeah, you know what I mean, I'm just saying.
We wasn't there in that capacity.
That's
no,
it is a shame, isn't it?
We were asked to, like, are you going to participate? Yeah. Like, excuse me.
Yeah. Don't get it twisted. We was asked to participate.
We was asked, are you going
to
get involved? You know what I mean,
but we didn't want anybody stealing the stock.
So how did it work? So hold on. So you go there, like, you go there. So say we'd go there. Oh, yeah, we're going to work out. We're going to go for. Was it like a one workout, or was it like for over hours? You just
so it was a 3-hour sort of setup. So effectively, it had different, I suppose,
trainers
and aerobics guys from different kind of sectors and stuff.
Mm.
And they all did their, took turns. You had breaks in between. Oh. People came out on their breaks, then bought some merchandise, so went back in, drank some water. So it was pretty much a kind of, it was a soak of fate.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, I know you were there to sell your trainers, but kind of what would attract you, if you were not selling your trainers and your host, what would attract you to go to
a soca rave to see women dancing?
You know, but
I think that's a bit of a loaded question. What I want to say is that
sweat in the city.
So fundamentally, the first thing you want to do is get fit. It was really about get fit class, which is fun, and you do it alongside your friends against music that you like.
Yeah.
You had health products in there to kind of assist you with the journey, so it's kind of almost like a community in there. So a lot of the people kind of knew each other. There were new people, but it's a really good kind of setup. Well, as AJ said, well put together, 3-hour event. You're done. You're dusted. You've done your exercise for the day.
Then you can go for brunch.
Yeah, or a beer after.
Mess up the whole thing, or dinner after. But that's effectively what, that would be the number reason one. Secondly, I suppose you got, you know, a number of different vendors there. We had a guy, the symposium drinks.
Yes.
Now, they were, it's like cocktails, but they're healthy cocktails. There was no alcohol involved in them.
Yeah.
And they're set up to look like cocktails. So we were like, oh, wow. We tried a few of them.
Yeah.
So.
Mocktails.
Yes.
Yes. Mocktails, effectively. Yeah. Well put, well presented. And yes, it's nice to see you different types of businesses.
Yes.
If that makes sense, you know, I'm not, you know, there's one too many shea butter stores that I probably see. So we're seeing a nice mix of, we're thinking a little bit outside the box and what we're putting together. And it's well presented. Yeah. And it's, you know, everybody we went to, they had their business cards, they had their banners, they had their websites.
Yeah.
So they were, you know, just so they were very professional in the way that they were ready.
Yeah.
They were ready to sell.
Yeah. And obviously the organizer did her best to make sure she had the best.
Very selective.
Oh yeah. She was very strategic about who she chose. There was no duplication. So you had, you know, us selling trainers, the cocktails, the lady who had a 360 camera working, and that was all kind of, you know, part of the experience and actually capturing it. So it was a very well set up. And
I mean, you could go down the back, get massaged, all sorts of things. So it was very, 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 you know, well put together. Yeah. So yeah, we encourage you to have a look at that. Sweating
Is it an
suit.
Annual event?
It's not an annual event. I think it's periodic.
Okay.
I think the next one they have coming up is taking place on the 29th of June, and it's an Afro piano one. So for the Afro piano.
You mean
Ama
piano?
No. Well, it's Afro beat and Ama piano. It's a mixture. They've merged. You don't like that. Okay, it's an Afrobeat and I'm a piano one.
Okay, so that's already not a fan.
You're too much going. You just got used to the I'm a piano just being separate.
Because then you can, when it's playing and you don't want to listen to it, you can just walk out.
Okay, wow.
Let's not mix it.
That sounds personal, but anyway, it's just okay.
So I like a bit of I'm a piano. I'm joking, but Afrobeat, that's
yeah.
That's a new one tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's getting there.
So coming up for the end of June.
End of June 29th is taking place. Thursday, June the 29th.
Ooh, should we?
Yeah. Sure.
In your.
I mean,
are you sure?
You know.
One.
No, as you say, she said.
I was going to say, do you know what you need to wear?
I don't do soca.
It's not, this one's not soca.
This is not soca.
Oh yeah, you said
I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. So what
you say? But you need to have flexible attire because you got to do.
You just wear a t-shirt. Don't listen to that.
Yeah, no, that's all.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
T-shirt.
Yeah.
Just make sure you got your trainers.
Yeah. And you can get
a towel on it.
Maybe, is it fashion?
You see this guy?
Yeah, you see this.
Remember,
there
was a
pair
that I saw.
Remember, we did a little model.
You see that they brought us here to fleece us. It's outrageous.
Wrong words.
We'll see.
Wrong words. They're wrong words.
Those are the wrong words.
Donated.
Those are the wrong words, isn't it? Those are the wrong words. These are not the words that we use. But anyway.
So that's event number one.
All right.
Event number two. Let us know.
So we were down at Afro Hair and Beauty, which, obviously, you know, takes place annually.
Wow. Yes.
So we were down there in the capacity of effectively visitors and networkers.
Oh, okay.
So obviously we went there to support a number of our friends and peers who are in the industry having entrepreneurial business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to just see what was going on. That's, I mean, you're looking at me funny now.
No, you've got a lot of hair on your head.
Go for it. Live it.
No. Go. But you are both beautiful.
I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wait, she sounds a little sarcastic.
No. So I'm good. You've got the hair.
We didn't go for the hair and beauty.
And
the beauty.
Because you can bust the beard oil and like moisture.
Yeah.
Because I got. There was moisterizer.
You're repping the beard gang, both of you, right now. So it's cool.
That was a good recovery.
Recovery.
Continue.
Thank you.
Continue.
But yes, how was it? I mean, what do you think? Why do people continue to go to Abraham TV? What is the kind of pull, do you think?
Afro Abuse is almost like a kind of a stalwart thing in the industry. It's been going since I remember even going since at college.
College.
And it's been there for a while, so I think it's got its reputation and people feel that, you know, it's a place to go.
Mm.
It still has, you know, a similar setup from what I remember from when I used to go when I was younger, but I think it's just established a kind of event.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Because it's a continuous thing. It's every year without fail. And, you know, sometimes these events kind of slip by the wayside.
Yeah.
But it's just continued.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got strong supporters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What makes it so successful?
So when you was in college, yeah?
Yeah, what are you talking about? Okay.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah. We saying, did he have hair then, you saying?
No.
Oh, you said? He didn't do me like that. Yes.
Yeah, the high top.
Sorry, this is my choice, thank you. I'd like to add, the low haircuts are my choice.
I
remember going to Afro Hair and Beauty, and it was just like, I went there to go and buy my pink oil moisturizer.
Pink moisturizer, you know. Wow, you remember the one?
Yeah.
And pink moisturizer ones.
Well, Blue Magic. Yeah.
Blue Magic.
Well, I mean, I didn't
Dax. Get Dax.
And I just remember guys like
I think it wasn't let's just be honest just let's be honest
I'm, like, I'm trying to
let's be honest
something.
Let's be honest
show.
Look, let's just say male and females had different motives back then.
Chicks were looking at me like, talk to me, darling. That's where you're gonna go. That's where you gotta go with it.
Gigs.
Gigs,
no, I don't think
I've got the deep that
that's what I'm gonna say.
Talk to me, darling.
I'm say, you're asking the question why. The question is...
Yeah, that's the question. Look, we're giving you a straight answer. So, we had different... Guys and girls had different motives. You went to go and purchase shea butter or pink moisturiser.
And they went to purchase
and we went
else.
To go and purchase or set
because
eyes upon...
there was going to be many females.
Lots of women there. Lots of women dressed up.
It's human behaviour.
Used to dress up. To go.
It's human behaviour.
Shopping.
You know what I mean? It's human behaviour.
But Alexandra Palace.
You see it there?
Remember back in the day.
So that's why, I'd say that's why it was popular. I mean, that... we. Different motives now, obviously.
Yeah.
So
obviously.
I don't even say it.
I mean, that goes without saying. It didn't even need to be mentioned.
Yeah. Okay. So what? Anyway, it's coming to there's quite a couple of vendors there that we can
like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pick them up.
So
them
we
up.
Shout Jay African Chica was there selling these glorious jackets that she wears with much African print on them. Yep. Mm. Very well taken there, the Inspired by Africa shop down in the Shoreditch Box Park. She was there. We had our brother Richmond there selling Afiakos, fans, accessories, clothing. I'm close enough now. Yeah, yeah, you can hear me.
Yeah.
He was down there, and who's it? Oh, Slay Your Experience
there with the Boomerang. So she's a business again that we met her previously at the Sweat in the City. She had the boomer. She had the 360 camera. Ah,
yes,
so
yeah,
she
yeah.
was there. You know, so she was doing a. I think a smaller version.
Yeah, smaller version or whatever. Of that. Yeah.
But she has a business. She was on the show. She has a business that, I don't know, provides that sort of.
That's kind of capturing the moment.
Capturing the moment kind
at
of
parties,
stuff
yeah.
as well. So, and yeah, that's what she functions. Does as well. Who else was there that we many people that we.
Don't we
it's
we,
the kind of event where you just bump into, like, yeah.
Yeah.
meet people.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. We bumped into a new lady we met, Nomad Hair or something.
Yeah, yeah.
She had a really amazing kind of like beard oil and like this like really nice looking kind of packaging. Met her there. There was a lot of people there, man.
So did you support a lot of businesses there? Did you purchase? Did you buy for your wives, your kids, all that?
We do purchases, okay? Yeah. I told you about government names and you're trying to talk about other stuff out here.
Trying to get bigger than what I'm thinking.
Listen.
She was given a plethora of
relationships.
Said,
what? Cousins, friends,
it could be
yeah.
anybody. It could be
for you guys, isn't it? Buy for you guys. Next time we'll purchase for you guys,
okay.
yeah?
That's fine.
Yeah.
I think, you know,
get you some pink moisturizer.
In all honesty, like, obviously, when people talk about buying black and that sorts of stuff as well, when you've got, and we was having a laugh about going to those events just to look at women and stuff like that, but when you go, there is beautiful women there, but when you go there, that's the platform where you can buy.
Yes,
of course,
if
yeah.
you're if you know you so
if you're looking to,
if
buy,
you're
black.
Looking to buy black
yeah.
So so for us, yeah, definitely is I don't remember any time that I've not gone to an event and not purchased something
yeah.
ever. So for sitting there with a light, I can't remember what
you
I purchased.
Got. You got some like oil,
yeah.
And I got some, but the thing, this is it. We obviously we live the ethos of buying black.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously,
yeah.
electricity man, gas man gets money, but
yeah.
it, you know, you sometimes we go there to look for specific things to buy.
Yeah,
like,
to buy yeah.
I want this for my beard or for my skin. So yeah,
yeah.
Was there any highlights for you this year? Do you think?
Yeah, you know. Do you know what I'm probably? I was here for contemplating whether. Yeah. How we stuck, because it's the first show. I think also we need to add in what we actually properly think.
Okay. Yeah. Oh wait. What? The recommendation.
Yeah.
Oh wait.
I think it's quite constructive criticism.
Yeah.
I actually think
like
that
yeah.
that is crucial.
Okay. Yeah. So did you? Okay. So let's talk.
So let's say the last year we went, didn't we? We went last year,
yes.
Right, and obviously sometimes it's about awareness and stuff like that. So we have to go out and make ourselves known. Our job is about making ourselves known, but make ourselves known for the right reasons.
Yeah,
if that makes sense. And engaging with people and whatever. So that's what we do anyway. And plus, we buy. We're going there to buy as well.
Yeah.
So I think last year was probably a better event.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I think
same venue.
Yes,
same venue. Yeah. I think it was probably a couple of things, and this is where we have the criticism, because we have the entertainment and media. Mm. Technically, we're hot with that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Things that we're kind of like
sound.
So yeah, that's right. It's a little bit like going into a club as a DJ. You can't enjoy it because you're listening to how it's mixed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're listening
to
how
this
sound question. Yeah,
muffled.
So we're kind of, because we've been to events, we know where a well put together event is and what isn't. And it was, both events were well put together, but I feel that the atmosphere was missing from the one that we went to last time.
Yes.
There was something missing from it. And possibly stage-wise, the volume was quite low on the stage, so you couldn't really hear who was hosting.
Mm.
I think you had a lot more variety in the vendors, which was good this year.
Yes, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So that was a very positive thing.
More strategic.
And quite... Yeah, more pop-up shop looking really... It was that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Where the oven was more sort of exhibition stands. I felt like...
So you had the big brands there.
So I like what they tried to do this year. Maybe because... Maybe on the Sunday when we went, the
that was the day when, what was happening that day?
You had the 28th. That was the 28th.
They had that big,
so they had
that
the big bike ride. Right. And the bike ride as well.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Messed up the whole of
yeah,
London.
Yeah, so they messed up. Yeah, so, which took us ages to get back.
Yeah.
So, and getting
getting yeah, so I think possibly that might have had some influence on it as well. The day was beautiful in terms of sun and weather and whatever. Yeah.
But transportation links.
Yeah, but I feel that something is missing from it. And maybe, and I'm going to say it, like I feel like our products, our black products, are getting assimilated into the Borg. Yes. I'm saying it straight.
Yeah, no, when he says that, assimilated into the bigger brand. So what we're hearing is that this brand was bought and this brand was bought. This, and like fundamentally, but we also heard, ultimately, we heard that Afrohem Beauty was bought out as well. That's what we heard. So that may obviously have an impact.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. That's what we heard. Yeah, allegedly. So that may have an impact on the way they conduct the show.
I mean, I think, I love what you guys have brought in there, and I think that supporting black businesses or supporting any business is also about the feedback that you give. It's not just about putting your hands in your pocket and paying money.
Yeah.
Actually, there's nothing wrong with, and it's something that I ask when I'm doing my sessions or training or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
A question I always ask is, what's one thing that we could do better next
time? Because
I think it's really important. And I think for a lot of us or a lot of businesses, when we get that kind of feedback, we shouldn't be shy about receiving it.
I feel
like we should just
Be defensive.
Be open arms about it. And you know, some things you'll agree with, some things you won't, some things you can action and other things you can't. But I think we need to have this open, you know, open conversation.
I don't think you're in the business of ever denigrating anyone. It's always going to be respectful feedback and saying what, you know, we want things to go well, we want things to be better for people and particularly black brands. So there's never going to be like, oh well, yeah, it was like this and no reasons behind it, but we'll explain what, you know, we felt could be better.
Thank you. That's really interesting. So we've done un, we've done
trois,
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 de trois, trois. Event number,
event number three. I'm gonna say this properly now. So we met with was it Carib and Co brunch up in Wembley, run by the wonderful Jade. We've been sort of like messaging back and forth and never actually got the chance. So we finally made our way up to Wembley to meet with this young lady. And yeah, she had a really good event. It's kind of a mixture of stuff happening there.
Yeah.
So we came.
I haven't heard about it, so tell us a bit more about it.
So from what I'm understanding, that she is a CIC. She runs a charity and it's kind of really supported in the community. She has a, like a free brunch, you know, hence the word brunch being in there. She has entertainment guests, and so she has White Yardie doing stand up there.
I did see that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then she has a panel as
hosted by Mr. C.
By Mr. C.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
A panel which particularly this time was about mental health and well-being. And then you had another panel which featured our brother King of Trainers Franklin talking about entrepreneurs and their scope into the business. So quite a diverse event, and ended off with a night of comedy and food all around.
Love
as well.
Love the sound of that. Is this one going to be done again? Because I would definitely love to go to
Yeah, I think it's already. I think she does
it every quarter.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, she does it every quarter down in a box bottle. You know it moves, actually. It moves around.
Yeah.
Do you know why I like the sound of that? Because there's, like you said, there's a variety of different things.
That's right.
Obviously, you've got food, which is great.
Yeah.
But you've got a panel. You're talking about mental health. There's businesses that you can support.
Not to mention they had vendors there as well.
So
they had people selling items as well. So a very kind of eclectic mix.
Like there's a nice mix in there. Yeah, so I think it's well thought about, put together. Venue's nice. You get the traffic, the passing traffic.
Yeah.
Well, so I think she done very well for the first one.
That we've attended.
Were you attending as guests or were you working?
We're always working.
Okay. Yeah, but obviously we're networking as well. Yeah, we're networking as well.
But there was no hosting.
No, not this time. Not this time. We were immediately, as soon as we came in, we were like someone. We were outed.
What do you mean?
Yeah, Mr. C said, oh, look at these guys coming in with their T-shirts.
Straight away.
Yeah,
straight
it's
away.
Like there was nowhere to run.
And then
he asked us to introduce ourselves. It's like, So,
but that's
you know, no. So, you know,
marketing, it worked.
On the spot, you know, I appreciate that. Appreciate that, Mr. C and Jade, so, you know.
Maybe hosting next year.
Who knows?
The next event.
Who knows?
The future.
So I would like to know, out of these three events that you've attended, were there any like interesting characters or people that you met that really like stick out in your mind and that you were like, I'll remember this person because, or this business because?
You go. You're up.
I can't say what she said. You lady.
Okay. Will
you?
Okay.
You know, because I bought
after
a candle.
Hours.
I bought.
Yeah. Yes.
I bought a candle from a lady.
Waxy. Lane candles or something like that.
Yes. Okay. So that was on. When was that? Sunday.
That was Sunday. Yeah.
That was Sunday, and she has some unusual names for her scents. Scents.
Let's just say.
I think.
The dewy kind of scents.
When you talk about the names,
well, the one that I bought was the mildest name.
Mild.
You can't say.
Yeah, Nando's pepper mild.
I bought a candle which was a sweet smelling candle.
Yeah,
that I've been burning.
Yeah.
I had to blow it out.
Yeah.
Because I keep looking at the name of it.
Yeah.
The candle's name is Sexy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's the mild
that's
one.
The mildest
let's
one.
Let's just put it this way.
The other one, she's got different names for different types of body part, women's private body parts.
Okay, we get that. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So that's why I said, yeah.
There's different grades, little Jamaican slang.
Yeah, a few.
Type of names for
certain things.
So there we go. But you know,
we're not past 9 o'clock yet. So we were just.
First show.
It had me like.
First show. So let me.
Take
my time.
This is what happens after hours.
So it was. I think she stood out. Because she liked to repeat.
She wanted to repeat it. So say that again. I had to like check that she was saying it. I had to check that she was saying it properly.
We're looking at it like, sorry, but wait.
Okay. There's another person as well. So we met. Where was this at? I suppose at the Carib. Carib Co and Brunch. Mm-hmm. There's a lady who's talking from the mental health perspective about health.
Mm.
So she said she had a stroke, and she talked about the way she was treated when she went to the hospital. Black woman went there. She was almost told to go home if it wasn't for the sake of a black nurse coming in and saying, let me check this. And then she got the CAT scan.
Mm.
Very kind of powerful story, particularly on terms of like how to take care of yourself. She was talking about blood pressure, and that was what ultimately caused the stroke.
Yeah.
And then she talked about from her perspective of like what's the financial things you can put in place just in case you do get critically ill or die. Life insurance, from an insurance thing, you know. So that was very powerful and kind of poignant. So it's kind of like, you know, let's take all the, you know, the trivial side out of it. It's very serious because it happened to her, and she was saying, you know, these things can happen, but you need to be prepared. So that really resonated with me. Yeah. And yeah, she's going to be coming on our show.
And hopefully people that are in the audience as well.
I think so.
You know, we all kind of think that we're Peter Pan and going to live forever.
Yeah.
We can do this.
Come on now.
I know.
This is what I'm saying. We're going home to a heated bed because my back hurts, but don't watch, don't watch that. Looking forward to it, you know. Looking forward to it.
This is what happens.
Yeah.
This is what happens.
Thank you guys so much. So, before we get into the music element, you told us about three amazing events. So, from both of you, just one kind of thing that you would say we can help support these CEOs, these founders, what can we do as a community to help these events continue?
The easiest blank, I don't know, non-radio response, because it's got a one-liner. Attend.
Yeah, simple.
It's just as simple as that. Be present. And you know, the mentality of I'll go to the next one. Sometimes the next one doesn't happen because they need the numbers for the one that they're doing the next one. So I think we need to step out of this. I'm that lack of energy. When it comes to, you know, when you overthink it of, oh, I've got work the next day, and just go. You know, so I think it's a little bit that needs to be removed. That thought pattern needs to be removed because these things are reliant on numbers. So if we don't have the numbers, then we have no credentials to go and ask for bigger venues, and we can't build on it. So I think simple thing is attend and see what it is. You know, you're not saying you have to attend every single one, but you know,
the thought pattern of, oh, I'll support it next time is a problem, I think, in general.
And I think even if, like, sometimes you just can't go to these events.
Yeah,
or
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Logistically,
yeah.
Or logistics, or whatever. Yeah. Do you know what? I've done this to people. I'll buy a ticket knowing I can't go.
And gift
I'll
it.
Give it to someone.
Yeah, I like that. That's all. That I know would paying
really,
it forward.
Yeah, that would really appreciate going. Or just share.
I was just about to say. Just tell thing. People. Share the event. Yeah. People's always good at that.
Yeah.
Those people are good at sharing an event, telling people there's something that you may like to do, you may like to support.
Yeah.
Share it on Instagram, Facebook, whatever platform you are.
Yeah, and 100%. Exactly. I mean, that's what our platform's for, in order to share the information. I think, just to follow on from AJ's point, what I take from it is that going to some of these events, I see it as actually living, because, you know, you might get stuck in the humdrum of monotony of work, but I actually enjoy going out with my brother and we're like, oh, this event's cool.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I can remember that. And I feel a bit relaxed when I go into work. So that's almost how I look at it. Like, you know, I could be like, oh, I don't want to go. I've got to go work next day, but... Sometimes
a lot of times is an eye opener, because when you go, like, if you're a DJ and you go to a club, you see one side of it.
You don't queue, you go in and you do your thing and then you're gone.
When you go in as a person that's got people queuing for, you have a different it's a different perspective. So you can go to the same place and get a different vibe. You get a different vibe by going with someone. You can get a different vibe by going by yourself. You get a different vibe because it's a different time. So I think, you know, again, the living it, like, and you know, staying away from complaining that there's not things that are happening for us, but you're not supporting the things that you're saying that you want to see.
This is it. There absolutely you go. Absolutely.
Great. And now let's get into the music. Mm-hmm. So we asked you guys, what song best describes your month of events and hot footing?
Yes.
So we want to know what it is. Tell us a bit about it and why you chose it.
This year.
You're old. Okay. So the tune. Shall I say what it is? So the tune is called. The tune is calling. Is called Feel the Love.
The Love.
Feel the Love, yeah. And the reason why it's called, why we've picked Feel the Love, is because we felt the love when we went out.
Yeah, definitely. Like, absolutely.
We got a squeeze from people that we didn't know.
And we're grateful for it.
We're grateful for that.
Yeah.
Got a squeeze.
Yeah. What? A hug.
Wait, okay.
A hug.
Yeah. Let's not talk about hugs.
Yeah,
but it was a little bit.
But actually, you know, you go in a place with energy.
Yes.
And
the right energy.
Yeah, you know, the energy's nice. It's a love feeling. Everybody's, you know what I mean? So being around people that you care about, but you've just met them.
Yeah. And you want them to do well.
Well.
So we felt like it was reciprocal.
Yeah.
We give love to get.
Okay. So we're playing for the love.
When the feeling never hear you say dancing, moving everywhere. If the feeling never hear you say na 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 na. Take me to the river, take me to the sea. Wash over me music, bathe me in your melody. We are such a blessed tribe, sweeter than a million bees. People live a thousand lives, I never feel this free. People coming down, dancing to a song. Love is life and life is love, blessings from above.
Bit of a tune.
Yes. I like that. Did you feel the love?
I did feel the love. I understood the love. And nice track. guys, we just want to say thank you, because when you come in the studio, time just glides.
It just goes well quick, innit?
When you're having
so,
fun.
So we just want to say thank you, people, family, our dears. I won't give your government names and
thank
all that
you.
Jazz. But it's been a pleasure to have you in the studio this month.
Appreciate
it. It's been an honour.
Wait till next month.
All
right. Yes, looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it. It's like looking in a mirror.
Yeah.
Before we go, please let everyone know where they can find you if they want you to host their event, all that jazz, because we're all about supporting our brothers. So let's go.
Okay, so you can find us on, I like to say, the website. People with their social media. So www.aceofjacks.com is our main website, but you can find us on Instagram at Ace of Jacks, on Twitter on Ace of Jacks, and yeah, we're available for any kind of event, some events, but yeah. But all the information is available on our website. If you want to, the best source of what we do is on there.
Fantastic. Absolutely. Thank you guys so much again.
No
and
problem.
We will see you next month.
Yes.
Absolutely. See you soon.
All
see
right
you
then.
Soon.
Love right. The Business Mix Show.
As we proceed to give you what you need. Bad boy, mother.
Proud of myself.
West Coast, mother. Yeah, East Coast, mother.
That's where I am.
B.I.G., mother.
Well,
blunts of grass, Maybach on the dash, 40 karat gold Cartier on the class, new coats for shooters, tinted the Land Cruisers, my maneuvers, sparking these little rumors, duffel bag, the Rugers, still the smoothest, at roughing up all the jewelers, Danny Glover, up the... She's undercover. Propositions and proposals. Bring them on the double. Raisin, the K's in, the day's in. Jalen, that brain is amazing. Top tier, egotistical and he arrogant. Skyscraper, kilo up in the cabinet. For bad lines, the fourth time. So rock, white, blue dot, you should call mine. East Coast fat boy, he be so braggadocious. Air Forces, mansions in them on the ocean. Benefits, see my. I'm talking fishing grits, immigrants came a long way up out the tenements. Gunshots hereditary, get your daddy buried. Quick with March, got out of prison February. Cold game, Menage Trois in my gold chain. Bad boy Bugattis in all four lanes. The script flip when the split flip. Walk double M, cruise ship with a dick.
B.I.G. motherfucker.
I tell him watch close, jot notes. If you use my approach, you can dock boats. Yeah, you can get exposed to all that. Girl, you know I'm hard to get a hold of contact. Probably overseas with business owners and all that. Flights to Minnesota with dinner over a contract. See, lame, going through lame. How you flexing when your crew ain't? Nigga, you ain't shit. Probably trick on something you ain't hit. Tried to do me, but the shoe ain't fit. And your juice ain't lit. So tell them I said break bread off. You know spray let off. Take heads off. Break law. Pay fez off. You ain't never meet Poppy. Got the king sped off. But your fake set off.